we couldn't stay silent in the face of all of these statements that have gone back and forth over many days. All of us have received calls from parents who are concerned and outraged.
Buffalo School Board President Barbara Seals-Nevergold and three other female board members say they can no longer remain silent over Palladino's recent remarks defending Trump's video recording where he boasted of groping and kissing women. Palladino had stated that it's something that all men do, at least normal ones. But Seals-Nevergold says those remarks do not follow the district's code of conduct expected of its students, and it sets a very bad example. Meanwhile, a petition is being circulated on change.org that calls for Palladino to be removed as a school board member. Seals-Nevergold says she has no involvement with the petition, but she tells us she has called on the board attorney to explain rules for removal.
The board does not normally have the power, I believe, to remove a board member. But there is a process through the State Ed Department that individuals can access. So I've asked the attorney to certainly give us some direction in that so that if we're asked, we can certainly direct people to the right authority.
Would you call for his removal?
At this point in time, I'm not even looking at that as an alternative for the board. I can't speak for the board on that, you know, on that issue. There are 9 members, so there's been no discussion by the board of taking any kind of action of that type. And so I'm just not able to express a position on that at this point.
Tonight, parents and citizens are planning to confront Palladino before the start of the school board meeting outside of the Buffalo Academy of Visual and Performing Arts. They plan to protest against his support of what they say are Trump's sexist remarks. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.